Dit is SBS Dutch.
I'm very intrigued by your generation who was so brave to go on a ship and just go to the other side of the world. What do you remember from the moment you were going on the ship and you had to say goodbye and you were waving to everyone?
I was thinking I was never going to see them back. And I can remember my mother and father and my husband's father and his brother were standing on the little jetty a bit away from the wharf. And I still can see them standing there and, my mum waving with her handbag when we went. Yes. And we left at 5 o'clock the harbour in Amsterdam. And I woke up around about 4 o'clock in the morning. And there was a hang of a commotion going on in our room because I was sleeping with 12 women. My husband was sleeping with the 12 men because we had no children. And 2 women were fighting and pulling one another's hair 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, great.
So, and the fighting one says, we're back in Amsterdam. And the other one says, no, we're in London. But we were back in Amsterdam in the harbour. Because they had trouble with the freezing business. So they had to come back for repairs. And then over the intercom came that everybody could give off for 4 or 5 hours and go into Amsterdam and come back in a certain hour. And my husband said to me, oh, we can get off the boat. That's nice. And I said, yes, do you want to come off? And he said, yes. He says, you're coming with me. I said, if you're going off, I'm coming with you, but I won't come back on.
Yeah, I can imagine that would have been really emotional because you think you're going and then you come back.
Yeah, I said to him, I walked up bridge once up and I'm going to walk up bridge once down. Yeah, we had all kinds of things, but it was quite nice on the boat.
But the moment waving goodbye, how were all the other people with a lot of tears, I reckon?
I didn't see that because we were sitting on our own, because that was the best spot that I could see them. We were sitting on some drums and there was a big square opening and we were sitting there with the 2 of us. So that was quite nice, actually. So my parents could see me and I could see them very well. I still got photos from them. Yes.
Why did you decide to move to Australia?
Well, in Holland, we were married for 3.5 years and were living with my parents. And there were still 3 sisters at home. And we had to put our name down to have children before we could get 1 room or 2 rooms after the war. So we decided we wanted to migrate and have our children in another country. And my mother said, well, my older sister was here already in Australia. And she said, well, she would prefer if we went to Australia. So that's actually why we came in Australia. But we wanted to have the children in another country and not be Australian. I think we chose the best country what's around.
Yeah. The first days, did you have to get used to being on a big ship like that?
Yes, well, we were only on around about 2 hours. It wouldn't have been any longer. And our name was called off on the intercom that we had to come to the office. And we came to the office and we were rudely abused by one of the high officers. And, you know, because he says, you're just on board and now you're already going berserk. And we didn't. There was a little boy sitting there on a chair crying. And he says, here is your son. And he says, can't you look after your own children? And then I said, excuse me, sir, if you are one, that were my words. I said, we haven't got any children. Because our name is Nieuwenhuis. The other name couple was Nieuwenhuizen, Z-E-N. That where the child was from. So he didn't know what to say and he apologized afterwards. Yeah, but he was pretty rude. So I said to him, well, I called him sir, but I also said, if you are one.
A bit of a false start.
Yes. And
so were you very seasick at all? Or
I was seasick for a week, yeah.
Was that just the first week or was it depending on the weather?
We were already a fortnight on board before I got sick. namely in the rough weather. Yes.
What do you remember about the food on the ship?
The food was very good. It was really lovely, and the service was nice, and they were all polite. We were with 8 people by one table, and you had all the time the same steward. It was very nice, it really was. I can remember the first night we were on board, we were sitting on deck with the 8 of us, and they came around with a huge big platter, and they had all buns in with ham and cheese and things like that, and what we call in Holland, krentenbolletjes.
Yeah.
And they came around, and I wanted to pick the whole thing from him. And he says, no, you only can have one.
And could you choose your table with who to sit, or were there all like an arrangement, table arrangements?
We always sat at the same table, yes. And we had a nice table. We really were, they were all people with their children. They were all married. The family Nack was on our table, and the family Jan and Sjaan Dekker, and Bert and Jannie Nack. And there was a Hendrik and a Rosalie, I think, or Rosemary. Yeah, we were with 8 of us.
Mm-hmm. And was the food typical Dutch, or was it chic, or can you give me a bit of an insight how that was?
The food was very similar as what it was here in Dutch food. We had really good food. I can't actually say exactly what we had, but it was beautiful. Yeah. It was just normal meal times all the time, but the people played a lot of cards and games and things like that. Then they did a lot of games too for the people, you know, on the top deck. Yes. But I liked to sit by the school. Yeah, there was a school, and they had a play yard down there. And then there were stairs that was going there where we could hang the washing out. And I was always sitting on the stairs, on the steps. And you had to put one sock on one end for my washing and another sock on the other end and keep a watch on it, because otherwise some people would pinch the tube.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a man and wife. They were sitting by our table, and he dressed her up. One day she came by the table, and she was all blue, all over. And we called the steward, and the steward took her apart, and they took her away and examined her with a doctor, and he got locked up. They came from The Hague. I can't remember their name exactly. And then we also had a rape on board in the laundry, because the man and the woman had to do their own washing, and apparently she was doing the washing, and the man came in, you're not so young anymore, but he wasn't married or anything. He was single, and he raped her, and he was locked up too.
Wow, so some very serious things happening on the ship.
Yeah. You had to be careful as well, you know, yes.
Mm.
Because you get all kinds of people on board. There was one young bloke who came only from the second field survey. He was around about 19 from Ypres, and we knew he was on board, but somehow or another he didn't want to know us. But it doesn't matter, because we never talked to him before either. And when the men were not allowed to come in the laundry anymore, I can still see him coming. And he had an orange in his hand, and he was playing balls with the orange. And I said to my husband, here he comes. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, I can't remember his name. I said, but the one from Ypres, you know. I said, he didn't want to know us. I said, but now he can't get in the laundry. Now he's coming. He wants me to do his washing. He said, you're joking. I said, you're right. But I was right. And I said to him, sorry. I said, he didn't want to know us beforehand, so you've got to find somebody else. I'm not doing it.
It really sounds like a small community on the ship with all the problems that are happening and issues in a normal village.
Yeah, you heard all kinds of things. And then if there's a lot of people from the south were on the boat, and they played a lot of cards together, you know, and smoking as well. And I didn't want to sit there. And so my husband is not a card player, really. So anyway, they were fighting too, because there were one or two who couldn't stand losing. Yes.
So how did you entertain yourself the 4 weeks on the Johan?
Quite good. We went for walks, we went for dancings, there was dancings going on. Oh, we sat down and we talked to one another. We usually, the group from the table were all together. Good.
So, how did you choose Adelaide or South Australia?
We already had accommodation because my sister was here a year and knew the farmers near Crystal Brook. And we had a job and a new house to go to. It was quite nice. But when the farmer picked us up on a Sunday afternoon from my sister and he let us out the car, I looked around and I looked around again and I thought to myself, God has left me. I really thought God had left me. Then I had another look and I thought, no, it won't be that bad. There's a house up there and there's a house up there. I could see other farms. But for a minute I thought we were completely on our own. But it was nice. But the people taught us a lot of English because we couldn't speak a word of English when we came out. And we were the first ones to come off the boat in the mornings at 9 o'clock in the morning and off the boat and then you were in a big shed. And you had to find your own way. We had to go to Spencer Station. But where could we find Spencer Station? We didn't know. But Danny and Bert Nutt, his brother lived in Melbourne and picked him up and he got a taxi and put us in a taxi and said we had to go to Spencer Station. So we were down there and we had to look around and I had to go so badly to the toilet. And my husband said to me, where can we find that? And I said, I don't know. So I said, well, wait a minute. I had a little piece of paper in my handbag. And I said, lavatory. And I looked at that and I said, that's what we've got to look for. So we looked at that and we found lavatory. I never looked if it was man or woman. So I shot in there. I come out like a bomb. My husband gave me, I came to him and I said to him, they've got a money box on the door. I can't get in. And he said, what money do you want? I said, I do not know. So he gave me a halfpenny, a penny, a threepence, a sixpence, a shilling, and 2 shillings. And he says, here's a handful, see if this one fits. So I went back in. Luckily enough, I had the ladies once, and a lady was coming all in blue. She picked the penny, put the penny in there, opened the door, and pushed me in the toilet. And when I come back, I said to my husband, here's the money. You better look after that. And he said, why? I said, she took the biggest one. And he said, Jenny, that was only a penny. And I said, well, I don't know.
A great story.
Yes.
Do you have any fond memories during the travel on the ship?
Sitting on deck, and I was always singing. I did like singing. And the others, they sang with me in the end. We were always just the 6 or 8 of us. My husband was a joker, and telling jokes and things like that. We really had good entertainment. And we were very good mates with one of the deckhands, an elderly person he was. And if we were early in the mornings, he would give us coffee with a slice of bread. That was quite nice. So, yeah, but it was very good.
Do you remember which song you were singing?
Not really, not offhand. A lot of, dialect songs we sang too. And the other ones could understand. And if the other ones sang the real Dutch, we could really, we sang Dutch too and could talk the real Dutch language, but we also had our dialect. And that was quite hilarious too, because if Jan and I talked together in the dialect, they couldn't understand what we said. Sometimes it came in quite handy.
Can imagine. What did you think about the whole 4 weeks on the ship? Did it go fast or did it take very long?
No, it wasn't boring. No, some people reckon it was boring, but it was a fast boat. But I didn't have any stabilizers at that time. So one day, if you sit on deck, you see nothing else but the sea, and the other time you didn't see nothing else but the top of the boat, and the sky. Yes, lots of people got seasick. Yeah.
I can imagine that. So the sleeping arrangement, you just told me that you were sleeping in a room with only women and the men were separated.
Jan was sleeping right there in the back end, and I was sleeping in the middle. He was sleeping with all the men, and I was sleeping with all the women.
So if people had children, were they allowed to sleep together?
Yes.
Oh, rightio.
Yeah, they had a cabin or something like that, yeah. Oh, the father must fish the boys, and the mother had the girls fish her. Something like that was organized. Yeah. But they always did like to sit on the steps by the washing and could see the children, and especially when something was fighting at it like that.
Some free entertainment.
I was young myself at that time. I was only 24. My husband was 29.
Did you ever, at any point on the Yohan, regret your decision?
Never, never. I never regretted it that I came to Australia either. Never. Never was homesick. But the first time I went to Holland for a holiday, after 20 years, I got very homesick for Australia. So we had to cut the holiday short.
Wow.
Yes. And we came over Sydney, flying. When we came back, we came flying over Sydney. And I had big tears, and my husband looked at me and said, "Ginny, what's the matter?" And I said, "Another 10 minutes and I can walk home."
How amazing.
We had absolutely nothing, just a few little things when we came in Australia, and in a little crate. We had a sewing machine, and that was all, and a pot and pans and a bit of linen in our clothing. That was all, but otherwise we didn't have nothing. And in Fremantle, they put all stresses on the a deck, and all the high people from the government were coming down there, and we had to walk past, and we were giving a pump paper, and we were giving money to start the office. And my husband was given £40, and I was given £10, and I was furious. And Jan says, "What's the matter?" I said, "They do not want women in Australia. I'm only worth £10. That's what I said to her. I'll never forget that either.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.